Greetings in Jesus' name on this 26th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2023. It's around 33 degrees outside. We've received 8 inches of snow and then rained on top of the snow. I was out early this morning at around 5:45 finishing up the plowing. A man in our church that comes to our church on Sunday night, Bill Emmons, has been up all night long plowing and preparing everything so that we can have school today. And it's going to be a great day. I went ahead and went over and plowed the Riverside campus, and it's just a soggy mess with 8 inches of snow and rain on top, but we were able to get it all done. Now I've got my road to do. Then we've got all three of the modulars to take all the snow off the roof. It's just exciting times. I wish you were here to be a part of all of this. Many of you don't have to deal with the snow and the rain and the slush, and we've got feet of snow on the ground. You don't have to deal with that, and so your day just carries on. Our day's different in the New England area where we have to deal with that. We have to have heat issues also. Our tank at the new campus is 7,000 gallons. At $4 a gallon, you can go ahead and add that up, do your quick math, and you'll find out that it's $28,000 of dinosaur bones there that's buried in that 7,000-gallon tank. You said, "Preacher, how are you going to pay for it?" Well, we're going to trust God. That's how we live. We're going to trust Him. And you don't have to deal with that, though. Many of you that are listening to this broadcast in warmer climates, you just have a heat pump outside. It takes care of all of your stuff, but it's worth it. There's people here that are dying and going to hell. And if somebody doesn't stay the course and pay the bills and put the oil in the tank, they're going to die without Christ. And so we're thrilled to be in the will of God right here in the middle of all that God is doing. Much of our day will be plowing and working and laboring and making sure that everything is in its proper place as we continue the work of the ministry. Last night, I continued our series in our church service out of the book of Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 8. "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." I had a wonderful time exegeting this great passage of Scripture and talking about out of the 33 times the word instruction is used in the Word of God, 25 of them are right here in the book of Proverbs. I don't believe that's an accident. I believe the Lord is teaching us that we need instruction in every facet of life. We need instruction. Have you noticed today that the modern woke generation just absolutely does not like to be instructed? They don't want people telling them what they ought to do, and this is the way you do it, and don't do it this way. They don't like that at all. And you've seen it before in the past when you're out in a different location and somebody puts up a barrier and maybe a rope or something that says stay away, and people just take the rope down, walk over the rope, and they don't like to be instructed. And when it comes to spiritual matters, the Bible says, "Hear the instruction of thy father." The father knows way more than the son knows. And you hear the instruction of the father. Listen to what he has to say in regards to the word of God. Listen to what he has to say in regards to the basics of life, working and laboring in lawnmowers and trucks and engines and tires and changing tires. And hear the instruction of thy father. And certainly forsake not the law of thy mother. Listen to the mother as she instructs the child and has these laws that may not be part of the inspired record, but you and I both know that they are certainly with inspiration. The law of the mother. Different things that the mothers have us do, and how to butter our bread, and how to make peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Son, you don't put the whole jar on the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You only put this much. The law of thy mother. This verse teaches us the great duality of raising children. There is the instruction of the father. There is the law of the mother. And I understand, my heart breaks for many of you today that are single parents. And I understand, certainly I'm on your side. I'm rooting for you, cheering for you. But the ideal is to have a father and a mother in duality, working together so that they might be able to raise their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. You have the instruction of the father, you have the law of the mother, and God blesses you and increases your family and encourages you and puts you on the victory side. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.